A Whale on Wall Street by Roy Trumbull, copyright 2007. Chapter 1. Pre-Med. Professor William Sobrey was charged with lecturing pre-med students about the changing world of medicine. This was done in one of those bear pit lecture halls at Haipa University. Two fixed TV cameras provided a view of the professor for the students in the rear. "Where we are coming from is a model you are all familiar with because you've been subjected to it all your lives. In it, the body is treated like a broken car. To diagnose the problem, we do blood draws, x-rays, CT scans, etc. to find the bad part. The treatment is surgery or a drug or perhaps a transplant. What has become more evident as we've been given ever more exquisite means of extracting information is the interrelatedness of bodily systems. 5 years ago, who would have thought bones gave off a factor that affected blood sugar? In the old model, the cure was monitoring blood sugar and supplying insulin. Now we are beginning to understand why that doesn't always work. There are far more players on the field than we ever suspected. In the car analogy, either I have gas or I don't. The oil level has nothing to do with the gas. They are independent. In the human body, almost nothing is independent. Any attempt to regulate a bodily organ through the use of medicine creates a cascade of effects, because presence or lack of substance A regulates the creation of substances D, E, and F. The parts of the body that requires one of them requires them in a window. Too much and too little are both bad. And because of that, something else is or isn't going to take place. That is what gives us the bulk of drug side effects. You will become familiar with the current findings regarding diseases and the human genome. We can trace some rather unusual diseases or familial tendencies toward disease to variations in genetic code. That said, there are those who have inherited a variation or are entirely missing a code sequence that has the effect of making them impervious to a widespread malady. That's a telling example about how life has survived. In our initial hubris, we thought only the proteins contained useful information and that everything else in the genome was just so much junk. Not so. We also thought the DNA did everything. Now we are finding there are molecules in RNA that can activate or inhibit certain stretches of code. RNA has become a premier research area with new discoveries daily. What all this means to those of you who will become doctors is that the medicine you grew up with will fade away and be replaced by methods and medicines unknown to us now. Our ability to unravel this complex of interrelated systems we call the human body will improve. About the time each one of you retires, we shall still only be at the beginning of solving the mystery. Having sat at the back near an escape hatch, Ruth Parnell made her exit. It had been a good heads-up talk, but no information you could act upon. She was late to her afternoon job and had to hustle. It was a four-block walk, and without taking out any tourists or locals who were chatting and blocking the sidewalk, she could make it in 15 minutes. The company was Frogdorf Designs, an advertising agency. She didn't actually work for them. She was a research assistant on the payroll of a project run by the university. It had come as a result of one of those 3x5 cards posted on a bulletin board at the Haipa campus that students see almost daily. She was meeting her friend and fellow student Harry Connor at the door. After an exchange of greetings, Ruth reached into a shopping bag and pulled out two salmon-colored smocks. Here, put this on. Won't I need some ID? Once you have one of these on, everyone's been conditioned to ignore you. Security ignores everything anyway. Okay. Wow, Harry, where did you get that spot on your arm? I think I was born with it. They took the elevator up to the sixth floor. Do you have a handkerchief you can hide your face in? Why? In case you start to laugh. If you can't hold it, leave the room quickly or cover your mouth with your kerchief. I'll try. They entered the back of a medium-sized conference room, and the leader or administrator was addressing a group of 20 adults who were mostly young with a few approaching middle age. Now today, we are going to take our sheets of construction paper and cut them into strips a half inch wide. With that, he took out his scissors and cut a strip. He folded the strip ends over one another. And what have we here? A hand popped up and was recognized. A ring. Another went up just seconds later to proclaim, a circle. Well, yes, you're both right. Then he dabbed a bit of library paste to hold it together. Next step was to link another strip to the first and paste it. So what are we making? A chain, was the answer of many voices in unison. Ruth and Harry watched as these grown-ups went hot at it with scissors and paste to make chains. Toward the end of the hour, their leader reminded them they were free to take their creations home. Out in the hallway, Harry said, "What in the hell was that all about?" "Kidsheimers." "Say what?" "Kidsheimers. It's one of those things that isn't talked about much, but all over the city, entire departments of companies have reverted to kindergarten or first grade level. It's really scary to see a manager who was earning six figures sitting in a sandbox playing with a pail and shovel." "How long has this been going on?" "I think about a year or two. It's really hush-hush. I've heard from my co-workers there was a military post in Texas that had to be shut down because of it, and they had atomic weapons. I'm scared to think what things are like at home for these people. Actually, they revert to normal when they get home or something approaching normal. Once they return to work, it's toy trucks and dolly time. The coffee machine dispenses a lot of hot cocoa. 10 in the morning, they get milk and graham crackers and put their heads on their desks for 10 minutes. I know in Europe and Scandinavia they get much more vacation time and take more paid holidays, and the women get maternity leave and sick leave is generous. Here it's always been work, work, work. After enough generations of that, apparently the work ethic is toast. Always getting shortchanged on benefits the rest of the world takes for granted seems to have taken its toll on mental health here.